I was in a cell with four strangers, three of them addicts. There was only one bench, and that was occupied, so the rest of us stood up or lay down on the floor. I lay down on the floor beside a man named McCarthy. I had seen him around town. He had been in for almost 72 hours. Every now and then he would groan slightly. Once he said, "Isn't this hell?" A junkie runs on junk time. When his junk is cut off, the clock runs down and stops. All he can do is hang on and wait for non-junk time to start. A sick junkie has no escape from external time, no place to go. He can only wait. Cole was talking about Yokohama. "All that good Henry and Charlie. When you shoot Henry and Charlie, you can smell it going in." McCarthy groaned hollowly from the floor. "Man," he said, "don't talk about that stuff." Next morning, we were taken to lineup. A kid with epilepsy was ahead of us on the stage. The cops took a long time wisecracking with this subnormal character. "How long you been in New Orleans?"
35 days.
"What have you been doing all that time?"
"I've been in jail 33 days.
They thought that was funny and batted it around for another 5 minutes or so. When our turn came, the cop who ran the lineup read off the circumstances of the case.
"How many times you been here?"
they asked Pat. Some cop laughed and said,
"About 40 times.
They asked each of us how many times arrested and how much time done. When they came to me, they asked how much time I did on the New York script charge. I said none. I got a suspended sentence. "Well," said the cop in charge of the lineup, "you get one here, too." All of a sudden, there was a tremendous slobbering and screaming off stage, and I thought for a minute the cops were working over the epileptic. But when I walked off the stage, I saw that he was flopping around on the floor in a fit while two detectives were hovering around trying to talk to him. Someone went for a doctor. We were locked in a cell. A fat dick who seemed to know Pat came and stood at the door.
"That guy's a psycho," he said. "He's saying now, take me to my captain. A psycho."
I sent for the doctor. After 2 hours or so, they took us back to the precinct where we waited some more hours. About noon, the guy with the pipe and another man came to the precinct and drove a bunch of us over to the federal building. The new man was young and fattish. He was chewing on a cigar. Cole, McCarthy, I, and two Negroes piled into the back seat. The guy with the cigar was driving. He took his cigar out and turned to me.
"What is it you do, Mr. Lee?"
he asked politely in the accents of an educated man. "Farm," I answered. The man with the pipe laughed.
"Corn with weed between the rows, eh?"
he said. The man with the cigar shook his head. "No," he said. "It won't grow well in corn. It has to grow by itself." He turned to McCarthy, speaking over his shoulder. "I'm going to send you up to the penitentiary at Angola," he said.
"Why, Mr. Martin?" asked McCarthy.
"Because you are a goddamn drug addict."
"Not me, Mr. Martin."
"What about those needle marks?"
"I have syphilis, Mr. Martin."
"All junkies have syphilis," said Martin. His voice was cool, condescending, amused. The guy with the pipe was making an unsuccessful attempt to kid one of the Negroes. The Negro was called Clutch because of a deformed hand.
"Old monkey climbing up on your back?" asked the man with the pipe.
"I don't know what you're talking about now," said Clutch. It was just a flat statement. There was no insolence. Clutch did not have a junk habit, and he was saying so.